Today's reading from Scripture contains a vision. John the Elder, the author of this first chapter in the book of Revelation, writes of a powerful encounter with heavenly hosts and powers. It is a literal come-to-Jesus moment. And it's terrifying. He paints an astonishing scene, a figure appearing in the clouds, eyes and feet pouring out fire, a mouth with a sword coming out of it. The author is knocked to the ground, convinced he's probably met his end. However, John describes what other visionaries and prophets have relayed about their encounters with God throughout the ages. Ordinary, flawed human beings, faced with the purity and holiness of the Almighty, aren't annihilated. On the contrary, they are consoled and reassured. One like the Son of Man places his right hand on John, saying, "Do not be afraid." When faced with the awesomeness of God, the immensity of the universe and our insignificance in it, we too may find it too much, extra, and not in a good way. The holiness of God may cause us to freeze or recoil, but hear what the Lord has conveyed to many who have sought to come into the divine presence. God has a word to speak. Get on your feet. Don't panic, and listen.